The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Bigger problems, more money, more problems. We all know who said that, Tools.
Seattle has traded the 12th pick to Philadelphia. With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle, Mississippi State.
Welcome to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 10, recorded for you on April 29th, 2012. Poncho, what do we got to talk about?
Tickle Pink for Show 10, Tools. Dick Clark in it, live and real for Show 10. This is the Millennium Show. We've come a long way. Eagles draft.
Wow, let's talk about Cox.
Cox at 12. Something you're familiar with, Tools, but not the rest of Eagles Nation. But not saying we're not happy about this pick. They describe him as a bovine with movement. We like it. He's going to strengthen the line here. Reed's got to be happy. Eagles Nation.
I am happy. Very happy. Nobody thought he was going to be available at pick 12. He was a top six, top five pick, and somehow he fell. Things worked out in the Eagles' way.
They jumped right on it, Tools. They traded right up. That's as quick as Roseman pulled the trigger on that trade, gave a few late picks away to move up to 12 and take the guy they wanted. Only question, will Cox fit?
I think that he will fit excellent into the wide nine scheme. Washburn, he runs this wide nine. Everybody knows they need the right players for this scheme, and I think they just nailed it.
It's been criticized. Cox could make Washburn and this team look pretty good, Tools. He could be a force right off the bat here. They also went defense. Second pick, Michael Kendricks of UCal. He's been described as the fastest linebacker in this draft.
I'm kind of a little concerned. I have this flashback of McCoy. I'm not talking about LeSean McCoy. And they're saying he's 5'11", size. He weighs 239 pounds. He's the fastest linebacker at the Combine since 2007. This guy is either going to be a force or he's going to be a bust.
He could end up being just as good a pick of Cox. He has a huge upside here, Tools. You know what it's like to be short and not so stout, but this kid has handled it at UCal and thrived as a 5'11 linebacker. He'll play weak side here. Tools, we should probably come clean on a prediction we made a few weeks back.
Yes, it's about time that we address the quarterback draft prediction.
Yeah, we came out and said with their first pick, the Eagles, not necessarily first round, but their first pick will be a quarterback. Howie Roseman has played this radio show and we are furious. He put it out there through us. We reported it. Philly writers all jumped on it, and now he's left laughing as he takes a tackle.
We definitely kind of feel used and abused, but if you did listen to our show in episode 5, Poncho is on record predicting the Eagles to select Foles.
Jellied your toast, and just to prove it, here it is.
I'm still there. I'm still on board with that. Brandon Tweeden from Oklahoma State, Nick Foles from Arizona, possibly another one. Second, third round type guys. I see him fitting in for the Eagles. We said it first, Tools. We are the bearers of all news Philly sports, and we're pretty good at it. So keep those three in mind, Tools.
The amoebas of all media that we are. There you go. We had Foles right on it. Good call, Ponch.
The single cell organisms of Philly sports. Thank you, Tools. We said Foles would go, and sure enough, he's coming to Philly.
And I think this is going to be another project quarterback. They're looking to trade him in maybe 2 years.
Slow yourself down, Tools. Be patient. Vic will be playing this year, obviously. Then we'll make long-term decisions. But let's just settle down. Foles isn't going to be playing this year.
I like Foles, but if Mike Vick gets injured and he's starting, he's in there, are you thinking this might be an issue?
Huge issue. Obviously, Foles is not ready to play quarterback, Tools. You're chopping down bugles over there. You should be thinking about football. You're saying Nick Foles is starting this year? No.
Okay, let's not get too far off course here. I mean, the Eagles drafted Cox, one of the most dominant defensive tackles in years. What I want you to do, I want you to listen to what Jim Washburn, what he feels about this player, okay? We're going to cue it up for you here, and then I want you to respond to it, Ponch.
I've coached, let me just tell you this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've coached this kid my whole life. I came back and I told Howie, I said, I've coached Fletcher Cox my whole life. He went, excuse me? I went, I've been in his house hundreds of times. All my life, what I've done, somebody said, what have you done with your life? I've coached Southern black kids. That's what I've done. I recruited them, was in their homes, and that's what I do.
Well, Tools, Jim Washburn's not going to be the PR man for any Fortune 500 companies, but he gave it to us straight there, Tools. You saw The Color Purple, right, Danny Glover? Yeah. We both saw the movie. That said, Jim Washburn's passionate about this kid. That's what we listened to right there, Tools. He's really sold on Fletcher Cox's game.
He is ready to coach him. I love to have a coach with passion, a coach that loves to teach. That's what Washburn is. This wide nine, the way they went after this defense in the draft, I think it's going to be awesome. You remember back when we would see Eagles defense in the Buddy Ryan era? We would get so excited about it.
And Cox seems just as excited to be here as we are to have it. So that's another good thing here with Fletcher Cox coming in and playing defensive tackle for us, Tools. We also wanted to mention Eric from the Beach, big-time caller, big-time Philly insider last week on Show 9 mentioned they'd go Cox. Not going to sell him too high. It might have been a bit close to 420 when we had him on there, Tools, but he said he was surfing all day, had to contact his insider late, so we can forgive him.
Hey, we'd be remiss if we wouldn't bring up the second pick in the draft, Vinny Curry. A lot of experts had him going in the first round. This is a defensive end, 6'3", 266 pounds. He had a lot of tackles for losses. What do you think?
I hope you weren't counting out your kids' lunch money, Tools, because they're going to be hungry. That was the third pick, not the second pick. Second pick, Michael Kendricks. Third pick, Vinny Curry, this kid from Marshall. The end. They've gone defense with the first three picks of their draft, two of the last 3 years. So obviously they're trying, Tools. And let's see if Juan Castillo
said second pick of the second round, but never mind.
Tools, everybody has it on record. Rewind your player when you're listening to Show 10, and you'll hear what Tools said. Then give a call to the voicemail line. Might as well plug that. 717-455-7164. TheVoicePoncho.com. You'll find everything there.
Yep, thank you. Everybody, call us up. Tell us what you think of the Eagles draft. We're totally interactive.
Of course, Foles going next, and then with Brandon Boykins. You thought it was Boykin, Tools. No. Brandon Boykins, a nice secondary piece that a lot of people thought would go second round. Remember Boyk, the clown from WWF.
One thing I'm worried about is he did have a broken fibula. Broken fibula, which is not good at all. So he was supposed to be in the second round, but he went in the fourth round due to that.
Tools, when you heard you came in broken fibula, like your guy broke his neck. No, Tools, the fibula is not the neck. You're not a science professor. No one's going to mistake you for an Edison or an Einstein. But your analysis of Boykins is right on.
But, hey, last year the return game was awful. Every time the Eagles got a kickoff, I thought there was no chance that they were going to run it back. Zero chance. I'm hoping this guy has a little more explosion than what was back there last year.
If anything could become a bonus, it would be getting a return game out of Boykins. Great point there, Tools. You thought Ryan Motes was a heck of a back, and he'd fill that spot. We haven't had a returner since Vi Sikahema returned a couple back for us. We need something there. Maybe it's the jolt we need.
I hope it is, because
you had two cans of soda before you ate all those bugles and moved on to the Stella, thinking you're the Frenchman. The shirt's off. Put it back on, Tools. Let's move on to something I'm real sensitive about. You mentioned the secondary piece they went with in the draft with Boykins. Secondary piece, Brian Dawkins. I'm still watery from that press conference.
Weapon X. Boy, that press conference was emotional. So emotional. One of our listeners, Wiss from Lidditz, tweeted us a picture of himself crying.
At Wiss Inc. on the Twitter, the kid was crying baby tears by an old man. But I join him on this. Brian Dawkins, favorite Eagle of all time, Tools? Name two or three that you like more. You can't do that.
Brian Westbrook.
Brian Westbrook. Okay. I don't agree at all. Brian Dawkins would run Westbrook over like a tractor trailer if they ever met. Dawkins was fearless, and he was a great guy too, Tools.
Well, I was just putting that out there. Brian Westbrook, probably nothing, you know. You maybe would go Todd Pinkston.
Maybe Todd Pinkston. Hank Basket with the wife. You know all about that. Reggie White, I guess, obviously, the minister. With the low voice and the low pipes.
He was amazing, and he turned Jewish in his later years. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. Learned how to speak Hebrew. It was impressive.
Wow, that is a great piece. Had nothing to do with his on-the-game talents, though, Tools. Let's not make him any more of a mockery. Brian Dawkins, we salute you. Everything you gave us, we love the passion when we tried to top you every week with that. Philly Sports, we love you.
Imagine if Donovan McNabb had half the heart of Brian Dawkins. We'd have a Super Bowl in this town.
The Doughboy can say anything he wants about being Hall of Fame. Real Hall of Famer, Brian Dawkins. Respect it.
Okay, time to get on to our second segment. We're going to talk some Flyers.
And don't forget, before we get to that break, Tools, May 19th, we'll be tailgating it down at Citizens Bank Park. We wanted to put that nugget into your noggin, rattle it around a bit. Come down, we'll be tailgating, have a lot of contests, prizes. At The Voice Poncho on Twitter. And
get
The Voice.
It right. We're going to do a live remote in the parking lot. We're going to be getting some people on air. We're going to be taping a radio show May 19th.
We're special people, Tools. TheVoicePoncho.com. We'll be right back at you.
And now it is time to talk about the Flyers. Poncho, what a game, what a game.
God, Danny, he's incredible. The guy's amazing. He just won a game for us. Danny Briere shows up in overtime with the big game winner. First tried to kick one in, then used the stick.
I know a lot of people are going to say Briere, but what about JVR? He was instrumental on that goal.
This is the first time JVR has really showed up in the playoffs, Tools. You know about the concussion issue. He was out for a while. He really came to play today. As you remember, in that sequence before the game winner, he came in hard on a break, actually got two shots in on Brodeur with one hand before it was circled back around to Briere at the point for the winner. JVR, kudos.
I hear you, Punch. He might even got three shots in. That effort that is so reminiscent of the series from last year. JVR is a force. We mentioned him earlier on this show. People forgot about JVR, and they keep throwing things at people.
You're right. Looked like there was a third whack there at the net there, which you're used to, the multiple whacks. But this kid, he was big time last year, almost the way Giroux emerged this year in the playoffs. That's the way JVR was a couple years ago when they went to the Cup Finals with Chicago. So now that we have him back on all cylinders, Tools, is this team stoppable?
And this is what I was thinking. Okay, New Jersey, they're coming off an emotional series. They got a lot of energy behind them. They have their legs. The Flyers were off for a week. I don't think we all realize how big that is. They were off for a week. They didn't play competitive hockey for a week. You got to fight them off this series. That's exactly what they did. I'm saying, five games.
If there was a game to win in this series, a game to steal for the Devils, this was most certainly it. They jumped out with the lead. Brodeur was actually fantastic in net today, Tools. He made some huge saves. This could have been a much, much different game if Brodeur wouldn't have been as solid. But this was the one the Devils needed. Has to be a crushing defeat. Knowing you're back in Philly for game two, the crowd's going to be ridiculous. Everything is in our hands, Tools, and we predicted what was going to happen last series. You say in five. Let's see.
You're exactly right. We were on top of that. I am on audio officially predicting the Flyers to win in six. You wanted to go with six, but you said seven just because you couldn't agree with me. So everybody check out this record. The amoebas of all media that we are, folks. Listen to this. Let's talk predictions in this Flyers-Penguins series. I think Flyers in six, they're going to win in Pittsburgh, but who cares?
Well, I'm going to say Flyers in seven, Tools, only because I was going to go six as well. I cannot be the same with you on anything. You're the only guy I know that's trying to sit on his Twitter handles.
Listen to what the Voice and Poncho radio show are telling you. We called that series. Let me tell you about this series, Ponch. Claude Giroux. He should be a sniper. He's an assassin. How about that third goal?
Gee willikers, this guy is incredible. That shot was amazing. If you saw, he loves to take that short side angle tools. This one he put up actually over Brodeur's shoulder, but he wanted that shot. You saw him tap the ice with the stick. He wanted the puck his way. He knew he was going to take the lead. And in the ensuing faceoff, if you saw it, he tried to make another monster play on the puck, swerved around the centerman, and then went for the puck, but missed it. This kid, when he wants it, will not be stopped.
This guy is three steps ahead of the competition. That's why he is the great one. That is why he is the best hockey player in the world right now. He is two or three steps ahead from anybody else on the ice.
No doubt. When he's on the ice, he's one of those players. When he's on the ice, when I see 28, I expect a goal. And that's very rare tools. Used to happen with Lindros every now and again way back when. But when this kid's on the ice, I get excited. I put my soda down because I'm going to spill it when the puck goes in the net.
The Flyers are up 1-0 on the Devils. What? I just, the series is over. I hate to sound like this, but it is just over. The Flyers are, they, when you see a talented team like this, it's so obvious. We can't deny it. They are talented.
Put the She-Devils to bed. I'm still convinced that Brodeur is going to steal a game, possibly back in Jersey. But this series, you're right, this series is over. The Flyers simply have too much.
The biggest challenge we're going to have is the Rangers. You're going to beat the Rangers. You're going to face the Kings. The ratings are going to be through the roof. NBC is going to be so fired up by the ratings, by the Flyers-Kings.
Last thing I'll ask you, Tools, are you really scared of anyone with this Flyers team right now, though?
Right now, no. I'm not scared of anyone because the talent level on this team is like nothing we've seen for a long time.
Yeah, Tools, I saw you back away from a midget at the bar last night. You were so afraid. But when it comes to sports, you can be confident in this, Tools. This team is going to take this series no problem. Bring on the Rangers. Bring on anybody.
Everybody out there, keep your ears peeled to the Voice and Poncho Radio.
Mm-hmm. We're on it, Tools.
Thank you very much. Time to get to our next segment. And now it's time to talk a little Sixers playoff basketball. We expected very little from the Sixers, Poncho, and we received very little from the Sixers today in their first playoff game against the Bulls.
Game one in the Windy City certainly blew for the Sixers. They came up small, pretty much beaten the entire way. Couldn't even get within 6 or 7 in this entire second half. Bulls just toyed with them. They had their second string in for most of that fourth quarter, Tools.
A couple things that just jumped out at me during this game. One, they could not get a rebound. The Sixers could not keep these guys off the glass.
Two, Iguodala is terrible. He's horrible. He keeps assuming he's a playmaker. I don't know who told him he can shoot, but he continues to take shots in awful situations.
Evan Turner came in, and he looked like he was motivated. I mean, he there's some history with him and Rose, this and that. But the horrible slash good thing is we may not see Rose the rest of the series. The way he came crashing down on that knee.
That would be certainly something we could take advantage of. Tools, keep in mind, though, the Sixers are not a good team. Good teams exploit weaknesses, exploit breaks. That's not the case here. I just think Doug Collins is working with such a short talent bed. I don't know if they even can beat this team a single game with or without Rose.
Okay, so Rose is out the rest of the series. Do the Sixers have a chance to win?
I have them at 5 games. It's a 5-game series. That's what I had it at coming in. I'll stick with that. The Sixers will steal one either in Chicago next game or back home, but this is going to be a 5-game series with or without Rose.
Now, one positive thing for the Sixers was that they changed up their sideline reporter, Poncho. Give us her full bio. Give us all the information on her.
Upgrade. As in way up. Molly Sullivan will be trolling the sidelines of the Sixers games. This team just got a whole lot more exciting considering what we got in the table with this. Molly Sullivan. You got to see her, Tools. Have you laid your babies on her?
I have. I definitely. If you've been following the Voice and Poncho on Twitter, we put out earlier this week her full bio with a couple nice pictures.
Great reporter, too. She has the complete package. Staying on that side of it, Comcast SportsNet, we discussed in depth their reporters, females, a few weeks ago, Lisa Hillary, flirting with the voice of Poncho this week on Twitter.
We have the tweets to prove it. She is looking for attention. She was talking. She's sending us pictures up in the press box.
Lise, you have just tickled the voice and I with those tweets, making us feel special. But Lise, maybe, are you playing those mock games forever?
I think Poncho's way more into Lisa Hillary than the voice is, but that's just, that doesn't even really matter. But yeah, Sixers did a good job. They upgraded. We really don't think they have a chance in this series. This Rose injury could change things a little, but you're still not giving them a chance.
Yeah, you're looking out of your 76ers store-bought glasses, Tools. Stay off that website, 76ers.com. Your influence, this team stinks, going down in five.
Okay, now it's time to get to our next segment.
And is it big or is it big?
That's what she said.
Voice and Poncho Radio, following the Philadelphia Flyers demolition derby of Pittsburgh, reached out to a true diehard the Pittsburgh way, Tools. Brack from Johnstown, can you even get any reception out there in that town?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, fella?
I'm doing all right, you know.
We've had a lot of talk about Pittsburgh diehard people. We know you are one of them. You have the memorabilia to prove it. Brack, how are you feeling after that horrible loss to the Flyers?
I don't feel very good about it. I mean, I feel like the Penguins gave his first two games away, and, you know, I give credit to the Flyers. They just, you know, took advantage of every opportunity that the Penguins gave them, and they beat them fair and square, I believe, so.
What have you been doing to make yourself feel a little better? I'm guessing alcohol?
Yeah. And I think the Steelers had a real good draft here, too. I mean, the first two rounds, they picked up some offensive linemen. So I'm looking forward to this football season coming up.
Well, the consensus around the league is that the Steelers are down this year. Going to be struggling to make the playoffs. They do not know how to manage their cap. They had zero money they could spend. How do you feel about that?
I think, there's been 2 years that they've said that, the experts have said that, and I think the last 2 years that the experts have said that, they've made it to the Super Bowl and won it.
There's experts, and then there's the voice in Poncho Radio, Brack. We all know this is a different level show we're on here. We have very good insight on your Steelers this year. Hines Ward, apparently driving a team bus to games? Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I'd be fine with that. I mean, he's a big motivator to that team.
We have a couple things on our checklist for you here, Brack. Is your car built domestically?
No.
What car do you drive?
I got a Chevy Malibu. It's actually a company car.
Typical Pittsburgh way.
Wait a second, a Chevy Malibu. Never would have predicted that.
I look forward to being back on the show, guys. How about that after that Steelers-Eagles game coming up here in October?
Sounds about right. Thanks so much, Brad.
One more quick thing before you leave. One more. Would you trade Crosby for Giroux?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
And with that,
he's going to drink another Mick Ultra.
Thanks,
Brad. Thanks, guys.
And we'd like to welcome everybody back to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. Now we're going to give a little shout out. We got some listeners this week. I mean, we are climbing. I don't think there's ratings for podcasts, but we've been tracking this. Our listens, our downloads, they're going up every week. We just want to thank some of our listeners for contributing to the show. Poncho, give them a shout out.
Taking over the radio with our nation in front of us. Shannon, new follower, thank you, sir. You look wonderful in your photos. Also, we have Greg Fossler, devoted listener. We appreciate everything you do for us. Hopefully, your ears feel nice with us playing into it. Also, RG3's following us now, Tools. We realize he's on board. Not so sure we want him following us. The guy's scary looking. Maybe the ugliest person I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Tyrone Hill?
Tyrone Hill, close second. But this RG3 kid, Tools, he better wear a helmet backwards because he is rough.
He had a nice suit, Now, if you also look at The Voice in Poncho and you look down at your iPod because you subscribe to us on iTunes, you see we have a new logo. We would like to thank Steph from Brooklyn. She gave us one of the best looking logos you could ask for, Ponch.
We look great in the studio, and now the facade, the logo, the beautiful colors coming together. Thank you, Steph from Brooklyn. Anytime you want to come down here, get on the show, we'll take a live segment with you. Thank you for the logo.
So, listeners, we love you. We're here for you. Interact with us. Get us at Twitter.
Keep in mind, The Voice, that restraining order you particularly have on that one follower. Let's stay clear of that.
All right. Let's not bring that up on the air, but okay.
Anyway, getting on to something that probably not worthwhile discussing, but we got to talk to Phillies Tools. I hear funeral bells.
We kept saying maintain, as Wheels would say, outside, but the Phillies offense is not maintaining. They can't even stay above the Mendoza line.
After watching Roy Halladay lose to the Cubs, I wish Wheeler was in front of me right now because I thought. But all I'm saying is when Halladay's losing to the worst team in the league, times are tough in Philly Tools. I have a question. I want to have a one-on-one conversation with you. Give me one reason to have any optimism this year for the Phillies. One reason.
Oh, man.
I didn't think so. This team is terrible. Let me explain a couple things. Jim Thome will not be on this roster by September. Set that out to sail. It was wonderful. We almost cried when you came back, Jim, but you're done. See ya. Also, Tools, Charlie Manuel. I want to know why this guy is never on the hot seat. Why does he always get a pass? He won a World Series. We should have won at least two by now. He doesn't seem to recognize anything as far as hitting. He just lets his guys take the same approach. Rollins, pop another one up. I'm sick of looking at the sky. Charlie Manuel will not fix it.
Jimmy Rollins, was there no one else in the league that they could have got for 3 years, $36 million?
Who taught you to swing 2-0 and pop a ball up? Yeah, great point there, Tools. Looking like we should have just stuck with Galvis at short. He seems to be a legit shortstop and then spent that money on another piece in this lineup, which is terrible right now.
Another thing everybody keeps talking is trade one of these pitchers. I don't know if that's the answer. I hear Cliff Lee, trade Hamels if they can't work out the contract. I'm dumbfounded. It's been a long time in this city since the Phillies were bad.
Custer's last stand, Revolutionary War. I'm going to make the stand right here and declare it. Phillies, this era of Phillies baseball is over, Tools. I hate to say it, but the team, the dynasty we thought them to be, have to start rebuilding a bit.
Wow. Everybody, get your heads out of the dumps. We're going to give you something to cheer you up a little bit. Poncho, how do they get a hold of us?
717-455-7164 is the voicemail. We have a huge tailgate May 19th. It'll be the only thing good about the ball game for the Phillies when we're in that parking lot tearing it up. Great contest, a live taping for that Saturday show. They played a Red Sox. Pat Burrell will be commemorated there. Let's just give our listeners a little hope with a flavor and flub. Try to cheer them up. Bring them back to life, Tools. Flub.
Well, we got our flub this week from one of our listeners. This is what we like. Interaction. At Tyler DeBruin gave us what flub, Poncho?
The head, Matt Geiger, former Sixer stiff, was spotted at the Tampa Bay Rays baseball game. He interfered with a pop-up, tossed out of the game. We wish he would have went for a rebound the way he went for that pop-up.
Go back to your llamas, Geiger. Go back to your llamas.
Flub, you stink. Tom McCullough with the foot disease could outplay you.
Well, there's only one flavor of the week. There is only one flavor of the week. Brian Dawkins, class act all the way around, Hall of Famer. They should have never let him leave. The Eagles, you should be somewhat remorseful about how you dismissed Brian Dawkins. He's our flavor of the week.
Totally great flavor. I thought you were going to say grape. Your lips are all purple from that Welsh's you were drinking on the way to the studio today. But B-Dawk is an appropriate flavor. You hit the nail right on the head, Tools. Thank you.
All right, we want to thank you, everybody, for listening this week. Everybody have a great week. We got a lot of hockey ahead of us. Hopefully the Sixers can do something. Punch.
throw down in spirit of the Flyers, whether it's your wife, mother, kid, get the gloves off and go at somebody.
All right, everybody. See ya.